The overnight raid is the latest in a series of clashes between government security forces and pro-Taliban militants in the North Waziristan tribal area. Military spokesman General Shokat Soltan says the attack was launched Friday night after intelligence reports confirmed militants were hiding out in a small compound near Miran Shah, the region's main town.
The militants were both foreigner as well as local, so on that we knocked it out and it was destroyed.
He said security forces killed dozens of militants and destroyed a huge cache of weapons and explosives. Local residents say the compound was owned by a cleric who is considered to be pro-Taliban, Molvi Sadiq Noor. It remains unclear whether he was present during the attack. Security forces have been hunting Noor for his role in a recent attack on government buildings in Miran Shah. Hundreds of pro-Taliban militants tried to seize control of the town and one other nearby village last week, sparking an intense government counterattack throughout the area. Subsequent fighting has killed more than 100 militants and at least 8 security forces, while thousands of residents fled the area. It is the worst violence in tribal regions in nearly 2 years and is stoking concerns that the central government has lost control over key portions of the area. Afghan authorities claim Taliban insurgents are using the area for training camps and to launch attacks inside Afghanistan. Pakistani officials say they are doing everything they can to improve border security, including deploying some 80,000 troops to the area. General Soltan says it is now Afghanistan's turn to step up and share some of the burden for patrolling the border.
We are trying, but the effort has to be from both sides. The number of troops to be deployed on that side also need to be increased to enhance security so that people don't come from that side towards this side.
The tribal region has strong cultural and religious ties to Afghanistan and is considered a stronghold for pro-Taliban sentiment. Dozens of senior Taliban and al-Qaeda fugitives are thought to be hiding out there, including al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.